Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Friday, March 19th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Mission groups continue work with caution as an anniversary approaches. Outreach will continue in Iraq despite a deadly attack Monday. And national churches need used Christian literature. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Iraq, where car bombings and the killing of Christian relief workers are not stopping humanitarian work. As many lives have perished, some ministries are preparing for even more violence as the anniversary of the Iraqi liberation approaches. World Vision's Andrea Swinburne-Jones doesn't share that concern.
I've noticed that a lot of the Western media is focusing on, you know, the one-year anniversary. And I've spoken to people in the Arab community, and it seems to be a very Western fixation.
Despite the insecurity, World Vision has rehabilitated schools as well as water and sanitation systems. While Iraq is predominantly Muslim, Swinburne-Jones says they have a Christian presence.
People see our actions that, you know, speak very loudly. One of the areas that I travel into, they weren't quite sure what to make of our organization. They say that, you know, we can see the great work that we've done in their community. We're driven by the work of Christ.
Meanwhile, the love of Christ moves forward through a clean water initiative that will continue in Iraq. A deadly attack Monday killed 4 Christian humanitarian aid workers in the project. Support teams from the Southern Baptist International Mission Board canceled a March 20th Iraq trip and postponed future trips. The lone survivor of the attack continues her recovery in a German hospital. Memorial services for 2 of the victims are slated for March 20th in Colorado and March 24th in California. You're listening to Mission Network News. Legislation introduced this month in Congress will streamline the international adoption process. In a parallel move, Buckner Orphan Care International's Tiffany Taylor notes a new trend in American lifestyle.
There's been a major focus shift as people marry late in life and people become first-time mothers when they're older, and the fertility rate declining. There's been a focus really to overseas, and in the last 10 years, the number of children being adopted internationally has jumped over 150%.
Taylor describes an international adoption as a strategic step toward sharing a Christian worldview.
It's an opportunity for them to really look overseas as a way of spreading the gospel by bringing children from other countries into their home, which means they're bringing them into their church, bringing them into their family, so that more children get to hear about their loving Heavenly Father.
Next, Christian literature is hard to find in places like India, and your used Bibles and literature are needed. Christian Resources International says many Christian leaders don't even have a Bible. CRI hopes to change that. CRI's Brian Morgan says as national church pastors take leadership positions, missionaries are helping with intense theological education. That's when CRI gets involved.
We can come in and we supply these missionaries and these church leaders with materials to train these church leaders with material that's easily understood. These leaders can receive it, retain it, and then basically essentially use it and pass it on.
This helps develop biblical theologies that are culturally relevant, making evangelism more successful. While CRI helps in many countries, Morgan says used English material is actually helpful.
English is a primary language in a lot of parts of the world, especially throughout Africa, say India.
And Grace Ministries International reports one of their staff members flew to the Democratic Republic of Congo this week to teach a course at Kindu Bible College. He'll also be working with churches and leaders during his stay. Please pray for safety and effective ministries for the team as they travel to Kindu, Kipaka, and Kama. 5 missionaries work with the National Church Organization in the areas of evangelism, church planting, education, medical work, and community development projects. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It not only features information on the persecuted church, but also gives you the information you need to help suffering believers. That's VOM's Persecuted Church newsletter at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.